This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. State Affairs and Good Governance Committee of House of Representatives passes bill designed to amend the Prevention of Corruption Act. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak reiterates government's commitment to zero tolerance against corruption. Government prepares for regular flights from Pokhara International Airport and Gautam Buddha International Airport. Drilling for petroleum and natural gas exploration in Dailik reaches the final stage. And South Korean authorities seek to arrest suspended President Yoon at his residence. Now, the news in detail. The State Affairs and Good Governance Committee of the House of Representatives has passed a bill designed to amend the Prevention of Corruption Act 2059 Bikram Sambat. A meeting of the committee held yesterday passed the bill along with a report of the subcommittee on the proposal of Chairperson Ram Hari Khatiwala. A subcommittee was formed under the coordination of committee member Hriday Ram Thani to finalize the issues raised during the discussion on the bill. During the meeting of the committee, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak asserted that the prevention of corruption and ensuring good governance are the top priorities of the incumbent government. Responding to queries raised during the discussion on the bill, the Home Minister reiterated that the government had adopted zero tolerance against corruption and is committed to ensuring good governance. Meanwhile, in the committee meeting, the chairperson of the CPN Maoist Center, Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda, has called on the government to take immediate action against those responsible for the misappropriation of Sera Darbar land in Nuwakot district. Dahal emphasized his full support for efforts to transfer the ownership of Sera Darbar's land to the government. Three people lost their lives after a jeep fell off the road at around 15 minutes past 9 last night in Bazang district. According to the chief district officer of Bazang, Om Prasad Bhattarai, three people died on the spot in the accident that occurred near Dhamena as the jeep was on its route to Chainpur from Talkot rural municipality. Details of the accident are awaited. The ongoing petroleum and natural gas exploration in Dailik is in its final stages. The Department of Mines and Geology reports that only 49 meters of drilling remains out of the 4,000 meters planned for the project. Drilling has been taking place in the Jaljale area of Bhairavi Rural Municipality 1 since May 10th last year. The project is funded by a 2.5 billion rupee grant from the Chinese government, and the department anticipates completing the drilling within the next week. Senior geologist for the petroleum exploration project at the Department of Mines and Geology, Dr. Ganeshnath Tripathi, confirmed that based on current progress, possibilities of natural gas reserves have been expected. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey has announced that preparations for regular flights from Pokhara International Airport and Bhairava-based Gautam Buddha International Airport are underway. Speaking at the International Relations and Tourism Committee yesterday, Minister Pandey called on the private sector to contribute to the growth of Nepal's tourism industry. He also stated that the tourism policy is in its final stage and that the Cabinet has approved the Civil Aviation Bill. The Central Secretariat meeting of the ruling party CPN-UML has approved the political report to be presented at the party's Central Committee meeting to be held on the 5th of January. Deputy General Secretary of the party, Pradeep Gewali, informed that the Secretariat meeting held yesterday at the party's central office in Lalitpur discussed and approved the political report to be submitted to the Central Committee on behalf of the party chair and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. Deputy General Secretary Gewali said that the chairperson's report reviewed the achievements of the government in the 6 months since its formation and drew the government's attention to bringing the economy back on track and accelerating development works. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and former President of Sri Lanka Ranil Wickremesinghe held a meeting at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar yesterday. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, during the meeting they discussed matters concerning Nepal-Sri Lanka bilateral relations and mutual interest. House of Representatives member and industrialist Binod Chaudhary was also present during the meeting. Wickremesinghe arrived in Nepal on the 28th of December for a private visit. Likewise, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has stressed the need to promote Sanskrit education to build a more advanced and prosperous Nepal. Speaking at the 77th Senate meeting of the Nepal Sanskrit University at Balwatar yesterday, Prime Minister Oli assured the government's support for the Sanskrit language's conservation and research, stating Sanskrit education is the foundation of modern learning. Likewise, Minister for Education, Science and Technology Vidya Bhattaraya urged making higher education competitive and research-driven in line with the national education policy. Nepal's first female ambassador and a distinguished diplomat, Bindeshwari Sah, passed away yesterday at her residence in Kalimati, Kathmandu, at the age of 92. Sah was appointed Nepal's ambassador to India in 1988. She had entered Nepal's foreign service as a section officer in late 1959. She is appreciated for her exceptional ability to elevate Nepal's diplomatic standing on the global stage. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Azurana Deoba reads the late Saha's residence yesterday afternoon and paid last respects to her. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for some international news update. According to Gaza's Hamas-run civil defense service, more than 40 Palestinians have been killed in 15 Israeli airstrikes across the Strip. The chief of Gaza's police force and his deputy were among 11 people killed in an overnight attack on a tent camp for displaced families in the southern Al-Mawasi humanitarian zone. Israel's military confirmed it had carried out a strike gathering Sahwan, who it alleged was a terrorist. There has been increased lawlessness in Gaza since Israel began targeting police officers last year, citing their role in Hamas governance. Israel launched a campaign to destroy Hamas in response to the group's unprecedented attack on southern Israel on 7th October 2023, in which about 1,200 people were killed and 251 others were taken hostage. According to Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry, more than 45,580 people have been killed in Gaza since then. South Korean authorities have arrived at the residence of President Yoon Suk-yeol to arrest the impeached leader over his short-lived declaration of martial law. Dozens of police and anti-corruption investigators entered the gate of Yoon's compound in Seoul early morning today to execute a warrant for his arrest over his brief imposition of martial law on December 3rd, which plunged the East Asian nation into its deepest political crisis in decades. It is unclear if Woo Woon, who is being investigated on suspicion of insurrection and abuse of power, will cooperate with authorities seeking to detain him. If arrested, the conservative leader would be the first sitting president to be detained in South Korean history. If found guilty of insurrection, he faces severe penalties, including life imprisonment and death penalty. State-funded Yonhap New Agency News reported that authorities have deployed about 2,700 police and 135 police buses in the area to prevent violence between pro- and anti-Yoon protesters. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the general influence of westerly winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Gandaki, Karnali and Sudarpashchim province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. The division has urged all concerned to remain alert as fog is likely to occur at many places in the Tarai region tomorrow morning as well. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 6 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is recorded was 19.7 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. State Affairs and Good Governance Committee of House of Representatives passes bill designed to amend the Prevention of Corruption Act. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak reiterates government's commitment to zero tolerance against corruption. Government prepares for regular flights from Pokhara International Airport and Gautam Buddha International Airport. Drilling for petroleum and natural gas exploration in Dailik reaches the final stage and South Korean authorities seek to arrest suspended President Yoon at his residence. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.